Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, wonderful to be with you. Tell us about what's going on in the Teague household. Interesting stuff, I think.
Yeah, lots of interesting stuff. You know, just old house things here in Maine. My house is almost 250 years old, maybe a little bit more than that. But we have bats in the attic and we continue to spend money on the house on things that are no fun and bring nobody any pleasure. But at least we'll have a working household after this. How about you?
I think all of us who've owned homes have had the same experience. Maybe not bats in the attic, although I've been accused of that too. But there you go. Let's talk about what's in the news this week, because there's a crisis on our hands, and it's not tariffs, it's uninsured motorists, and we'll tell you what we learned about that a little later in the show. Of course, there's a lot of buzz right now about tariffs in the auto industry, and we'll tell you what's real, what is hype, and give you our thoughts on how you should proceed if you're planning to buy a car. I'm really curious as to your thoughts, Chris, on that. Nissan has announced price reductions on two of its most important models. We'll have details on that. Chris, I think telling people about, one of the best things about our job is helping people understand what's going on in the industry. Is that pretty fulfilling to you, isn't it?
Yeah, I enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, it's a good thing about the job that we have. Driving other people's cars is another one. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, how you can save some money on your car. And Chris, we have a special show with two road tests each this week. What are your two vehicles?
Yeah, I drove the 2025 Lincoln Nautilus, and then I drove the 2025 Hyundai Elantra N-Line and had an interesting experience in that car that has nothing to do with the car. But we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we will talk about that. I have two test vehicles as well. The 2025 Toyota Tundra 4x4. This is in TRD form. It's a Zooty kind of exterior. And the Mazda CX-50 Hybrid. So I had a chance to thoroughly test both here in Southern California. So stay with us. We've got a ton of show. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21. Bro.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redbacker. We're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate you listening to America on the Road. It honors us. We thank you for it. Let's talk about what's going on in the news, because there's a lot of news going on, certainly about the car industry. It's not just hitting our area of journalism, right, Chris? But mainstream media, quote unquote, is covering the auto industry with some depth, well, maybe not depth, but at least breadth going on. But before we get into that, let's talk about this crisis of uninsured motorists, because they're all over the place these days. And this is information from our kind of partners, I guess, at Mercury Insurance. They note that from 2019 to 2022, the percentage of uninsured motorists rose from 11% to 14%. So roughly one in seven drivers is uninsured out there. And that was in 2022. My guess is the number is even higher now. As of November 2024, the average cost of full coverage insurance was $205 a month. So that's not an inconsiderable amount of money. And uninsured drivers cause accidents. They cost insurance companies, or they force insurance companies to absorb their costs, and that leads to higher premiums for everybody. So this is kind of a big problem, and it's not just a problem for the uninsured motorist. It's a problem for all of us, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, as I mentioned earlier in the show, driving the Hyundai Elantra inline, I was hit, and someone drove off, like ran away from the scene of the crime, and I don't know whether they had insurance or not, but the net result is a huge pain in the butt for everybody involved. And, you know, uninsured motorists, look, I get it. Car insurance is expensive, but if you're going to drive a car, you have to pay the price to do it. I mean, come on, don't put that on everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, the number is staggering, really. They're saying that $16 billion is paid for uninsured and underinsured motorists every year. I mean, that's just kind of nuts. So this is a big affordability issue. You have to charge higher, as an insurance company, you have to charge higher rates because of uninsured motorists. So the insured are paying for the uninsured, which doesn't seem fair in any way, shape, or form. You should look at your insurance. You also might look at your liability coverage, because a lot of people probably don't have enough liability coverage. They might not have uninsured motorist coverage, for that matter. And you probably should have both.
Well, depending on where you live, it might be required.
Yeah. Look for that. It's a big deal. Well, let's talk about tariffs, because everybody else is. So we might as well jump into this. Tariffs have been applied here to imported passenger vehicles, light trucks, and components like engines and transmissions. There are some exceptions to this, exceptions that aren't much reported, I think, for quote-unquote free trade imports from Canada and Mexico. They will include only the non-U.S. portion, so we'll have to see how this unfolds. What from the 30,000-foot level, Chris, is your view of what's going to happen here?
Well, I don't have any view on what's going to happen because what's going to happen has changed 10 times in the past 2 days and will likely change another 10 times before the sun sets on the East Coast today. But, I mean, look, we were operating under the negotiated trade processes laid out by President Trump in his first term. I don't understand what the urgency all of a sudden is now that the things have become so bad, right? Like, we were already operating under a previously negotiated deal that he himself was involved in. And this all feels like a big self-inflicted wound to me. I mean, I know you're gonna disagree or at least have a thing here. But if the ultimate goal is to bring manufacturing back to the United States, that's going to take years, and I don't think tariffs are the right step to do that. I'll just put it that way.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I think what we saw in Trump's first term was a desire to renegotiate the NAFTA agreement and make it fairer, quote unquote, fairer for U.S. workers, and I think. Now, it's really interesting to me how things have kind of flipped because Trump and the Republicans are now the protectionist, kind of blue-collar favor party, while the Democrats on the other side, I'm not sure exactly what they're looking for because I think we all want more manufacturing jobs in the U.S., and I think that's what this is designed to drive. We'll see whether it does or not. There are a bunch of I wouldn't call them loopholes. There are a bunch of things that are not reported about this. For instance, if vehicles built overseas have U.S. content, that portion of the content is not tariffed. That's something fairly important to note. The overall goal of this thing, I think, is to bring manufacturing jobs back to America. And I think everybody would agree that that's probably a pretty good thing for the United States because we've kind of seen the hollowed out of the whole middle of the country in terms of lack of manufacturing jobs. I mean, a big percentage of people out there are not college educated and can't do, tech jobs and service kind of jobs or don't want to do service jobs. And we have tech jobs at the top and then service jobs way at the bottom. What we need, I think, are some manufacturing jobs. So we'll have to see whether this makes that happen. I don't think it will be the dire gloom and doom in the industry or we're going to see massive price hikes the way some predict. I just think the industry is way too competitive for that to happen. But I guess we'll see. And maybe you've got a different opinion on that.
Yeah, I just don't see anything being a magic switch to flip on and turn and bring manufacturing back. I mean, even if every automaker in America said, yes, we're going to onshore all of our manufacturing starting today, That effort would extend beyond Trump's remaining years in office and probably the next term, too.
I think maybe you're underestimating how quickly that can be turned around because it did turn around, and you're probably too young to remember the way it turned around when NAFTA was first put into effect, which, many, many Democrats and virtually the entire U.S. labor movement was violently against the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is kind of led to all this outsourcing to Mexico, basically outsourcing to Mexico and Canada, but mostly to Mexico for lower wages. And that switch flipped pretty quickly. So we'll see what happens here. There's one of the big issues for the whole car industry is there's just too much production capacity. And there's a lot of empty factories here in the United States that can immediately be put into production, one supposes. We'll see. Let's talk about something that's a bit less controversial, and that is what's going on at Nissan. They're lowering prices, which is something car companies very rarely do. And this is on two of their most important models, the Rogue and the Pathfinder. What's your overall take on that, Chris?
Yeah, I hope that these help boost sales. I think the Rogue saw one of its worst years in recent memory last year, falling in sales. I think the Pathfinder actually climbed in sales, but Nissan can't afford for either of them to have any bumps in the road at this moment in time because they're kind of carrying the ship right now. But I like both of them, and I hope they continue. So let's see.
Yeah, they're pretty good price cuts, so I kind of look for that. And I guess maybe getting back to the tariffs, I would also say this is probably a pretty good time to buy a car. I mean, the cars on the ground are not affected by tariffs at all, no matter where they're built. And we have a lot of cars on the ground, actually, a lot of inventory out there. So look to that.
I said especially Nissans.
Yeah, Nissan in particular. And you know, these are good vehicles. I like the Pathfinder a lot. I like the Rogue a lot. I think I like the Pathfinder more than I like the Rogue. But just because I think the Pathfinder competes better against its competitive set than the Rogue does against what is a very, very competitive group there in the compact SUV segment. But I think these are vehicles to consider right now. And with price drops, I mean, that should light people's eyes up a little bit, I think.
Yeah, the new Pathfinder is surprisingly nice, and you know, the move away from a continuously variable transmission to a regular gearbox made that into a completely new SUV. So, yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see that the prices are coming down. I hope that Nissan gets its act together and comes out with the new vehicles that it's promising, and is able to pull off a comeback. But the Rogue and the Pathfinder are both U.S. built vehicles, so get on.
Step up.
Yeah.
Step up to American produced vehicles. And I think that's another thing that should be pointed out. There's a lot of import brand vehicles that are built in the United States that are not subject to these tariffs at all. Or they're subject to, I guess, to tariffs on parts that come from overseas. But that would be the same with domestic built cars as well.
Correct.
From domestic manufacturers. So there's a lot of nuance to this that's I think not being communicated very much. Well, when we come back, we will have the first of our quartet of road tests. We'll have the first two. I think we're going to be talking about the Toyota Tundra and the Lincoln Nautilus in the next segment. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad with you. And it is road test time, the first of four road tests coming up. We're going to have two road test segments this time around. We decided we're a little backed up in terms of vehicles we've tested. We decided to get that information out to you rather than have a guest this week. So that's what we're going to do. And Chris, you were driving a vehicle that I think maybe underappreciated in the luxury segment, American-built luxury vehicle. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I always enjoy driving Lincoln because they always surprise me. I'm always, you know, I have like a preconceived notion about Ford and, you know, what the level of luxury is going to be, but they always surprise me in a good way. So this is a 2025 Nautilus. It starts at around $54,000. My black label test vehicle was around $80,000, and I'll get into why that is in just a moment. But Jack, have you driven the Nautilus, and when was the last time you got behind the wheel, if you did?
It's been a while, I think. I have always, like you, kind of been impressed once I'm inside a Lincoln with their level of luxury and their level of differentiation from the vehicle on which they're based, because I always know that there's a kind of a Ford underneath there somewhere. So I'm right with you on that.
Yeah, and so you can get this vehicle in a hybrid, a plug-in hybrid version. I tested the gas model, which comes with a turbocharged 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine. You get 250 horsepower, 275 pound-feet of torque. It reaches all four wheels through an 8-speed automatic transmission. So a turbocharged four-cylinder engine in a luxury SUV, you might scoff at it. You might think, well, I'd rather have a V6 or a V8 or any of the other choices available, but there's plenty of power here, Jack, and I think, you know, it's a little rough sounding at times. It's a four-cylinder engine. It does work hard here, but Lincoln did a good job with the noise insulation, so you're not just listening to the engine grind away at all times. And as I said, there's plenty of power here, so it feels reasonably quick, and I don't think anybody's going to be drag racing in their Lincoln Nautilus anyway. The ride quality here is fantastic. The vehicle is able to soak up all but the worst of the potholes and the plow holes in the road that we, for some reason, still have, even though there's been plenty of time to pave the roads here since the snow has melted. As I said, it remains very quiet. And handling is surprisingly solid for this vehicle. And, you know, I wouldn't expect it to go canyon carving or anything like that, but it's not super wobbly. It doesn't feel like there's a lot of body movement when you go around a corner. So pretty well-balanced vehicle here. And again, I don't think anybody's going to rely on this as a performance vehicle. So it does its job just fine. Inside, you get synthetic leather as standard. My vehicle came with semi-aniline leather, heated and ventilated front seats, and massaging front seats. This vehicle has what Lincoln is calling the Rejuvenate feature for 2025, which is like a spa that they've created inside this vehicle. Jack, have you heard of this, and what do you think if you have?
I have heard of it, but I don't know the details on it, or I don't remember the details, so you're going to tell me about that, I think.
Oh, I am. So this involves all the senses, Jack. You get visual on this panoramic display, which I'll talk about in just a minute. It has a scent system, an in-vehicle fragrance generator, and sound and lighting. So all these things kind of work together while you're parked, not while you're driving, to create a relaxing sort of environment to sit in. So if you're sitting waiting for somebody to come out of an appointment or something, you can relax inside your Lincoln Nautilus. But the coolest thing about the interior here is a new display. It's a 48-inch panoramic display that goes literally from one side of the windshield to the other. Sitting in the driver's seat, you can see your audio display, what looks like 6 feet away from you in the other corner of the vehicle. But only a small portion of it is touchscreen, and everything seems to work pretty well. Although, Jack, I think there's probably too much screen in this vehicle for me. What you end up kind of doing is looking around for what the information that you're trying to find. So even though you have Apple CarPlay on the touchscreen in front of you, you have another display, you know, like I said, 3 or 4 feet away with another song playing on it. There's a lot of noise visually in this car, but I think it does look cool. It pairs with an 11.1-inch touchscreen. Like I said, you get wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, a Revel audio system, and wireless charging. And then this vehicle has the full suite of advanced driver assistance systems. So you get blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, adaptive cruise control, and Blue Cruise is available in this vehicle for the first time in 2025. So you have hands-free driving on, I think it's something like 250,000 miles or something crazy like that of limited access highway in North America. So as I said, Jack, you know, I don't know that I would consider a Lincoln just at thinking about it in terms of the whole segment, but driving one, it definitely feels like a compelling alternative to like the Genesis GV80 Coupe that I drove a few weeks ago and some of the other five-seat SUVs in the segment.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I agree with you. And it is a good luxury vehicle. There's a lot of luxury in it, right? I mean, it does what a luxury vehicle should do. It's quiet. It's full of features, all of that kind of stuff. So I'm not sure about fun to drive, but it is certainly pleasant to drive. So a lot to like about it. And we'll have to see what happens going forward with vehicles like that. And vehicles from domestic manufacturers, luxury vehicles, we'll see what happens with those too. Well, I was driving a vehicle I have a feeling you probably would like, Chris. It's the Toyota Tundra. This is in 4x4 form, a Crewmax version with a 5.5-foot pickup truck bed. So it's not the biggest pickup truck bed of all time, but it is a nice 5-passenger vehicle with plenty of rear leg room, among other things. It would be a great family vehicle and great for hauling tools and recreation equipment and all that kind of stuff. This one had the optional TRD Rally package, which has some kind of interesting colors to it. I think it's probably inspired by the 1970s, which didn't really inspire too many good things auto-wise, but maybe the people in styling there at Toyota are inspired by this. It's interesting in its own way. It has, kind of a 70s-ish motif to it. On the outside. The vehicle I had was powered by the 3.4-liter V6 iForce twin turbo engine producing 389 horsepower with a 10-speed automatic transmission, so plenty of power there. Did not have the hybrid drivetrain. It's a part-time four-wheel drive, an actual four-wheel drive rather than all-wheel drive, with a transfer case, limited slip differential, all that kind of off-roady kind of things, which we like. Also has a multi-link rear suspension, which is interesting in a pickup truck. Let me tell you what's in this TRD Rally package that costs about $8,700. It includes 18-inch TRD alloy wheels and all-terrain tires. That's nice. It has this TRD motif grille and start button and leather-wrapped shift knob and all that kind of stuff in the interior. The off-road suspension has Bilstein shocks, skid plates, and multiple drive modes, including crawl control and multi-terrain select. So it's loaded for bear in terms of going off-road. I'm not sure how many of these will really go off-road. The thing that kind of stands in the way of this as an off-roader to me is just its overall size. You know, talk about that a little bit, or your overall take on.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things that gives off-roaders and why you see so many like two-door Jeeps and smaller vehicles is the short wheelbase really helps with agility and getting over things off-road. And you have a long pickup truck, it just kind of makes everything harder and more cumbersome when you're trying to get down a trail.
Yeah, it does have these cool features. I mean, crawl control is essentially low-speed off-road cruise control. You kind of set it and forget it at like 2 miles an hour, and it goes up and down hills on its own at that speed. Multi-terrain select. Again, I'm kind of wondering about this. We see a lot of vehicles with multi-terrain select, but at the same time, how useful is that? A lot of times I haven't found it to be that useful. Your take?
I don't think I've ever used it. You know, you can use snow mode and some of the other things, but I think, you know, careful and attentive driving is a better solution than some of the systems available now.
Yeah. This is a wonderful vehicle in terms of just comfort and equipment stuff. It has, big touch screen and digital instrument display that are big and, that kind of stuff. It has an 8-inch version of the Toyota Auto. I think it's actually bigger than that. I think it was a 12-inch display. And that kind of thing. So that works fairly well. This, again, is not state of the art in terms of infotainment, according to me anyway. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's much better than it used to be, but it's still a little bit more simplistic than some of its rivals. I will say, though, it's very usable day to day.
Yeah. And once you get used to it, one of the things that I found was I couldn't tune to a satellite radio station very quickly. I had to go through several screens to do that kind of thing. Overall, this is a cool vehicle. I don't think I talked about price, but the base price for this thing is in the $50,000 range. But the price as tested with this TRD Rally package brought it up to $62,000. This is a great truck. I think overall this is a really good truck. I'm not sure that I would go with this particular package, but I do like the truck a lot, and I think there's a lot to it, including 11,000-pound towing, among other things. So I think a lot of value there.
Yeah, Toyota, you know, when the move to the V6 engines for the new, or I guess it's an I6 engine, right? Or I'm wrong? Either way.
No, it's a V6. It's a V6, right. Yeah. Twin
turbo. So the move to V6. A six-cylinder engine, a lot of people were really up in arms about it. I don't think you lost anything in terms of performance, towing capability. You know, granted, Toyota did have some issues, I think, with reliability early on with those engines, but it seems like those have mostly resolved. So the new trucks, you know, the styling is better. The interior is infinitely better than it was just a couple of years ago. And then you talked about the tech. So the packaging with the new trucks is much better than it used to be. And I've only driven, I think I drove the Limited or one of the higher end models. Haven't tried a TRD yet, but, you know, I think they are a little bit large for off-roading if I were to choose, have my pick.
Yeah, a lot to like about it, though. And we're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate you listening to America on the Road. It honors us. We thank you for it. And, when we come back, we'll have a couple more road tests. So some pretty cool stuff coming up. So stay with us for that. And we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miryana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary, to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to America on the Road. This is the second of our road test segments in this week's show, a little different than we usually do. This is typically an interview segment, but a little backed up in terms of road tests, so we thought we'd bring them to you. And some interesting things, I think, in this segment. Chris, tell us about the vehicle that you're testing right here.
Yes, I spent a week behind the wheel of the 2025 Hyundai Elantra N-Line. Jack, if you're thinking about this in terms of how it stacks up against the normal Elantra, you basically have the base Elantra, you have the inline, and then you have the Elantra N, which is the top. So comparing this to the Honda Civic, the inline would compare with like the Honda Civic Si. So it's sort of the mid-range performance model. The base car costs around $23,000, so it's a very good value. And even the inline model with a few options is still under $32,000. So you're not spending a ton of money on this vehicle. Jack, have you driven any of the new Elantras? And if so, what do you think?
I have. I think the Elantra is a good value. I happen to just have written a bunch of comparisons with the Civic, among them the Elantra with the Civic. So I'm pretty up to speed on what it offers. And I think that it's a pretty good alternative to the Civic. I think the Civic is still the class of the segment, but heaven knows, I think the Elantra does a good job and kind of matches up in a lot of areas right with the Civic.
Yeah, you know, I think where the Civic wins is on driving refinement. So the Civic's engine feels more well put together. And then its interior for me is a little bit nicer if I'm comparing the two. But the base Elantra comes with a 2.0-liter four-cylinder engine. The inline gets a turbocharged 1.6-liter four-cylinder. You get 201 horsepower, 195 pound-feet of torque. And if I'm not mistaken, those are pretty much right on the money with the Honda Civic Si. I think it has 200 horsepower.
Yeah.
You get a 7-speed dual clutch automatic transmission here. You do not get an available 6-speed manual, which you do get with the Si. Front wheel drive with this car. I will say, Jack, this car feels surprisingly agile, even compared to the normal Elantra, which is pretty spry on its feet for just a normal sedan. But where it really falls down for me is driving comfort. So if you're going to buy this car and use it as an everyday driver, it's loud inside. The engine is buzzy. Things that I find wrong with my GR Corolla. However, I will say the GR Corolla is a little bit more performance focused than this car. So you would expect those issues.
Yeah.
On the highway, there's a lot of wind noise. I mean, that's a problem with the regular Elantra too. And you're spending $30,000 on an economy car here. So I don't think anybody's expecting to get sort of a Rolls-Royce level of refinement. Inside, you get synthetic leather and cloth upholstery, heated front seats in the inline. And Jack, I want to get your opinion on the interior space here. I found that it had better interior rear seat space and more comfortable front seats than the Civic. What do you think about how the interior stacks up against the Honda?
I think probably subjectively you're right. I think when I looked at the actual figures, they're so spot on. They're within fractions of inches of each other in terms of rear hip room, leg room, all of that kind of stuff. It's kind of amazing how you could put a hat over so many of these competitive cars and they're spot on. I also think that probably Hyundai was benchmarking the Civic as its big competitor.
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of nitpicking the difference between the two, we're coming down to like the shape of the rear doors and things like that. And, you know, it's really just amazing how close, like you said, that they are in terms of their configuration and their performance. So inside, as I said, you get the synthetic leather. I think to me, Jack, this feels nicer than a base cloth upholstery setup, but not as nice as if they had just done a full synthetic leather package here. What it ends up feeling like is, like sort of the vinyl and cloth mixtures that we had in the cars from the 70s. Like my first Oldsmobile had that. It didn't feel super nice inside, but good space. The seats are comfortable. And, you know, I think that if you're buying this as your everyday driver, other than some quibbles with the sound and things, you're going to be just fine with it. You get a 10.25-inch screen, a touchscreen, and a digital gauge cluster, so matching digital gauge cluster and touchscreen. Wired Apple CarPlay and Android Auto with the larger screen. If you get the 8-inch display, you can get wireless with this car. If you get Bluetooth, Sirius XM, HD radio, and so on. So you really do get a lot of technology with this car. Again, you're only spending $30,000 even for the top inline trim. So it feels like an even better value. The inline also comes with a lot of great tech. You don't get the blind spot camera system, which you do in some other Hyundais, but you get blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, adaptive cruise control, forward collision alerts, all the deal. And Jack, so just to tell you my experience with this car, I experienced a hit and run on the highway going about 70 miles an hour when it happened.
Yikes.
And the car maintains its stability. The truck hit me hard enough that I thought I was going to perform a pit maneuver, you know, like when the police.
Wow.
But the car was very stable, was drivable after the fact. I was fine. The car was fine. But, you know, it was very confident feeling throughout. And I don't know that I would have felt that in another car, but it just speaks to how confident of a driver this car would be if you were driving it every day.
Yeah. I mean, I like the vehicle a lot. I think the only thing that stands in the way of me, you know, endorsing it 100% is the fact that the Civic Si is out there. And, you know, I like it maybe that much better, he said, holding his fingers very closely together up to the microphone. It's a really good car in a lot of ways. It handles well. Like you say, you've identified the foibles of it, and maybe a little more road noise, less refinement than the Civic Si. I also like the fact that the Si has a traditional six-speed manual transmission that I like using. I drove one a couple months ago or 6 weeks ago or something like that, maybe less, and road tested on the show and loved it a lot. But on the other hand, a lot of people don't want to have a manual at all. And for them, the Elantra N-Line is the pick.
Yeah, if you're going to have an automatic, a dual clutch is the way to go. And this is a pretty good one, so no complaints there.
Yeah, and it isn't clunky as some of those dual clutches are in everyday operation, too. So that's a good thing. Well, I was driving a vehicle. This is kind of a fascinating vehicle in a lot of ways. I'm talking about the 2025 Mazda CX-50. It's, of course, a compact crossover. It competes with things like the Honda CR-V and the Toyota RAV4. It is now available in a hybrid configuration, and that's what I was driving. And one of the things interesting about it is that Mazda is very upfront about the fact that the hybrid system is basically Toyota-based. In fact, they kind of pushed that idea out there, so I found that fascinating. A lot of people, a lot of car companies would probably try to keep that on the down low a little bit, but Mazda is very upfront with that. Certainly the CX-50, I think we've liked it before, it comes in kind of a mind-boggling array of versions. It comes with three different powertrains, naturally aspirated, then as a turbocharged engine, and the hybrids. And then there's a bunch of different trim levels for each of those. I won't even attempt to go through all of those, but I will talk about the vehicle that I was driving, which is the hybrid vehicle. The test model had this aforementioned Toyota-developed hybrid system that has a 2.5-liter naturally aspirated four-cylinder engine. Of course, then there's the battery that goes along with that, and three electric motors. They're all all-wheel drive all the time. It has an electronically controlled, continuously variable transmission, and as I said, electric all-wheel drive. 219 horsepower in total, 163 pound-feet of torque, which doesn't seem all that like all that much, especially out of an electric vehicle. I'm wondering if they're not including the electric motors in that torque figure, because that seems very low to me. It'll tow 1,500 pounds. This is probably not something you're going to use for towing. It does have multiple drive modes, and we've talked about that. Of course, the CX-50 is a good-looking vehicle, I think. It has a lot of stuff on it. The vehicle I had LED headlights, a panoramic moonroof, roof rails to prove that it's an SUV, a rear roof spoiler, heated side mirrors, all that kind of stuff, power rear lift gate. I've been blathering a lot about the CX-50, but what's your take on this, and particularly about the hybrid version of this, Chris?
Yeah, the hybrid version, you know, it always helps to have the electric motors for down low acceleration and making it feel a little bit livelier. I think the Mazda CX-50 is a great differentiation between it and the CX-5, so it looks sportier. It's got the fender flares and it looks better. But I do still wonder why and how Mazda is able to offer not only like 40 configurations of the CX-50, but also 40 configurations of the CX-5 when they're basically, you know, not necessarily the same vehicle, but compete against each other. But it's great to have so many options available.
Yeah. I think the CX-50, if memory serves, is American-built, and maybe the CX-5 is not. So that might be a differentiator. I mean, certainly they're competing essentially in the same segment. And I think most car critics like us like both of them a whole bunch. They certainly have terrific interiors, leather-trimmed seats, power driver seat with lumbar support and memory, six-way power front passenger seat. My wife really likes the idea of a power front passenger seat, and not all vehicles in this class have that. Front seats are heated. The steering wheel is leather-wrapped and heated, so all things I like. And it has Apple CarPlay, wireless Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Do we need to beat up Mazda yet again about its infotainment system? It does have a big center display. It's a little farther away. It's 10.25 inches display. It's a little farther away than most touchscreens are, and you manipulate it using a controller rather than touching it. It doesn't like to be touched, except in specific occasions. This also had a 12-speaker Bose audio system, so plenty of tunes. You feel like clobbering Mazda for its infotainment system this time around?
Just let me touch the screen. That's all. Just let me touch the touchscreen. That's all I care about. Yeah, you know, the dial takes too long to scroll through lists of songs and audio files and things. And yes, it's closer. You don't have to reach for it. But come on, and just let me use the touchscreen.
Yeah. I'm not sure why they have stuck with this, but they certainly have. And, you know, I guess there's people who prefer it. It does have a lot of good stuff in terms of advanced driver assistance systems. It has cruise control with stop and go, adaptive cruise control with stop and go, traffic sign recognition. I always love that, you know, and for some reason, the traffic sign turns red often on the dash when I'm driving it. I don't know what that means exactly.
One of my Corolla flashes at you. I'm like, why is that even in this car?
There you go. It does have vehicle exit warning and rear seat alert, so all of that stuff. Mazda really does a good job, don't they, of equipping their vehicles with a lot of electronic equipment, safety equipment.
They do. You know, it adds to the value, and Mazdas aren't exceedingly expensive, and they're nice enough for the money, so I think it is a good, they do a good job with packaging.
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about price. The base price for this vehicle is $40,050, and at first I was going to say, gee, that seems pretty good, and then I'm going, hey, boom, this is a compact SUV, and the base price is $40,000. And then you add stuff on. The total of the vehicle that I was driving was only $42,000 and change. And this was with, I think, with the delivery charge, which is $1,420. It seems like a weird weird destination charge, but there you have it. There's so much to like about this vehicle, and at the same time, I'm having trouble getting past all of the expense for vehicles this size. But I guess on the plus side, it's a pretty useful vehicle for five, and well-finished and kind of premium in a lot of ways, I think.
Yeah, and you know, if you look at comparable vehicles like the Toyota RAV4, what used to be called Prime, now called plug-in hybrid, I mean, the Mazda is nicer inside. It's more engaging to drive, and they're not that far apart in price. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, the Toyota hybrid system is a selling point for these vehicles. It's one of the most refined hybrid systems you can get. So I'm glad that they're using it. I mean, Toyota owns part of Mazda, so it makes sense, but good for them.
Yeah, well, I congratulate Mazda and being upfront about that, too. And I think it makes a lot of sense. And now you have so many choices with the CX-50, it's hard to know where to turn. But there are a lot of good choices, so we like that. And we like the vehicle. In fact, I think we liked both vehicles that we talked about in this segment. And when we come back, it will be listener question time. We love to take your listener questions, so stay with us for that. I think we have a good question for Chris, and I'll throw in my thoughts as well. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
The Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. It is listener question time. We love to get your questions and comments, so send them along to us at editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com, and we'd love to answer your question in an upcoming show. Here's a question from Randall in Pensacola Beach, Florida. Wonderful place, actually. Cool place to spend a week in the summer or in the spring. Love Pensacola Beach. Here's the question. In today's market, with all that's going on, should I buy a new or used car? Chris, your thoughts?
Wow, that's like the question of the century. So first of all, nobody knows what's going to happen over the next 2 or 3 months as the tariffs change the way people buy cars, the way things are priced. So I can't say what would be a better choice in a few months. But right now, I think it really depends on what your budget is and what you're looking to get out of a vehicle, right? I mean, I think we're still in a situation, even now, almost 5 years or 5 years after COVID, where used vehicles are not as cheap as they used to be relative to their new prices. So you don't get the same savings that you did in 2019 or in early 2020. So I would just say it really depends on the vehicle that you're buying.
We're seeing a lot of incentives right now on new cars. Sales are pretty good, but we're seeing some incentives. So that's happening on the new car side. And I would say if you're looking to buy a luxury car over the course of the next 6 months, I kind of step up to the plate pretty soon. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. I would love to remind you that my new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. So look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. We would appreciate that. We'd love to grow our audience. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast.
That is true. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, leave us a review, download the show. All those things help us, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Yes, check out our YouTube and Rumble channels. You're going to see what we look like, see what it looks like inside our homes, our home studios. So that going on, too. We love the fact that you're with us. We want to thank our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying the show. And, of course, we want to thank you for listening. We do appreciate the fact that you've chosen us over all the other choices you've got out there. So thanks for being with us, and we hope you join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.